Trust. Everyone wants it, but let's be real. Most of us are doing it completely wrong. You think being nice, always saying yes, and playing it safe will earn someone's trust. Wrong. The truth is, building trust is messy, uncomfortable, and sometimes it's about saying no more than yes. Today, I'm going to flip everything you thought you knew about trust on its head. Here are ways to build real trust, the kind that lasts. And yeah, some of them might make you rethink your entire approach to relationships. Ready to get uncomfortable? Let's dive in. 1. Say no when you mean it. Let's get controversial right from the start. Saying no is one of the most powerful ways to build trust. And if you're out here being a people pleaser, you're already sabotaging yourself. I know, it sounds counterintuitive. We're all taught that saying yes to everything makes you agreeable, likable, and trustworthy. But here's the brutal truth. People don't trust doormats. They trust those who know their boundaries and stand by them. Saying no when you mean it is honest. It shows you respect your own time and energy, and in turn, people will respect you more. When you constantly say yes, people eventually stop believing you. They start wondering, does this person actually want to do this, or are they just saying it because they feel they have to? And that seed of doubt? It's the fastest way to destroy trust. I used to be that person who said yes to everything. Every favor, every invite, every little request. I thought it would make people like me more. And yeah, it did. For a while. But soon enough, people started expecting me to always say yes. They didn't value my time because I didn't value my time. The moment I started setting boundaries and saying no when I needed to, that's when the real trust came in. People knew they could count on me for honesty, not just empty agreements. Trust isn't about making others happy 24/7. It's about being real. When you can say no confidently and with respect, people know you mean it when you say yes. That's where the trust starts to deepen. The truth is, no isn't a rejection. It's an act of respect for yourself and for others. It shows that you're not willing to compromise your integrity just to be liked. And in a world where everyone's bending over backwards to please, that level of honesty is rare. Saying no when you need to is how you build a foundation of real trust. Learn to say no to the good so you can say yes to the best. 2. Stop people-pleasing. Alright, let's dive into another touchy subject, people-pleasing. Here's the thing. Everyone tells you to be nice, agreeable, and do what others want to build trust, right? Well, newsflash, people-pleasing is a trust killer. I know, it sounds harsh. But if you're constantly bending over backward trying to make everyone happy, you're not building trust. You're just becoming invisible. Here's why. People pleasers are unpredictable. They'll say whatever you want to hear, do whatever you ask, and never rock the boat. But deep down, no one truly trusts someone who won't stand up for themselves. If you're too scared to say no or disagree, how can anyone trust that you'll be honest when it really matters? I used to be a hardcore people pleaser. I thought if I made everyone happy, they'd like me more and trust me more. But guess what happened? I ended up exhausted, frustrated, and surrounded by people who didn't respect me. I was the yes man to everyone's whims, but no one ever really came to me for the real stuff because deep down they knew I wasn't being honest with them or myself. It was only when I started saying what I actually felt and stopped trying to be Mr. Nice Guy 24/7 that people began to truly trust me. Look, being a people pleaser is like being a buffet. Sure, everyone's going to sample a little bit of you, but no one's going to take you seriously. You're just a never-ending line of dishes to try out. And let's be honest, who trusts a buffet? They trust the chef that sticks to their recipe, owns their flavor, and serves it with confidence. Don't be the buffet. Be the chef. Here's the reality. People respect those who respect themselves. If you're always putting other people's needs before your own, eventually you'll lose yourself. And if you're not being true to yourself, how can anyone trust who you really are? Trust comes from authenticity, not from being a yes person. When you stop people-pleasing, you start showing others who you really are, and that's when trust can grow. You can't please everyone, and if you try, you'll lose yourself in the process. 3. Be honest about your intentions. Here's a controversial one. Be brutally honest about what you want from people. Society loves to sugarcoat this, telling us that subtlety and hidden agendas are just part of human interaction. But guess what? The second people sense that your intentions aren't clear, they stop trusting you. That's right. Keeping your motives hidden isn't being smart or strategic. It's just plain shady. When you're upfront about what you want, whether it's in a friendship, a business deal, or even a relationship, people may not always like it, but they will respect it. And trust? It's built on respect. Let's get real. No one trusts a person who operates from the shadows. There was a time I wanted to collaborate with a business partner, but instead of telling him outright that I was hoping to leverage the partnership to expand my own network, I danced around the subject. I was too afraid of sounding selfish. And you know what happened? He sensed it. My vague roundabout intentions made him question my motives, and we never fully clicked. Later on, I learned that if I had been upfront and said, "Hey, I see value in this for both of us," we would have built that trust immediately. People appreciate transparency. Here's the thing. Most of us are out here playing chess when life is just a game of checkers. We overcomplicate things, hiding behind strategies, thinking it makes us look clever. But honestly, being clear about what you want is like moving that checker straight to the other side. No sneaky moves, no complex game plan, just honesty. And yeah, sometimes that honesty makes people uncomfortable. But you know what makes them even more uncomfortable? Feeling like they're being manipulated. Trust is rooted in clarity. If people have to guess what you want, they'll automatically start doubting you. Clarity creates openness, and openness builds trust. It's that simple. When you're direct and honest about your intentions, even if it's not what the other person wants to hear, you create an environment where trust can thrive. Think about it. How often do you trust someone when you're not sure what they're really after? Exactly. Honesty is more than just not lying. It's telling the truth about your intentions, your desires, and your boundaries. 4. Be real, not perfect. Okay, let's get straight to the controversy. Nobody trusts perfect people. Yeah, I said it. We're constantly told to strive for perfection, to show our best selves at all times. But here's the truth. Perfection is boring, it's fake, and worst of all, it's suspicious. Deep down, people don't trust someone who seems flawless because they know that perfection doesn't exist. Think about it. When was the last time you truly connected with someone who had everything together? Probably never. People trust you when they see your scars, your slip-ups, and your real, unpolished self. Being real makes you relatable. Perfection makes you distant. If you want to build trust, forget the Instagram filters and polished speeches. Show the messy human side. I remember trying to impress a client by pretending I had everything under control. I thought if I showed any cracks in my armor, they'd lose faith in me. But the more I tried to be perfect, the more distant I became. The turning point came when I finally admitted, "Hey, I don't know everything, and I might make mistakes." From that moment, our relationship changed. They respected me more because I was being honest about my limits. Trust doesn't come from pretending you're invincible. It comes from being human. Let's be real for a second. Being perfect is exhausting. Who wants to walk around like some robot that's always smiling, always right, and always put together? That's a full-time job nobody signed up for. And guess what? It's not fooling anyone. Perfection isn't just overrated, it's unbelievable. People trust the person who's willing to admit, yeah, I've screwed up and I'll probably screw up again. But I'm here and I'm doing my best. It's like ordering a burger that looks too perfect in the ad, and when it arrives, it's just sad. People expect the same thing with perfection. You look too good to be true, and they're just waiting for the truth to slip out. Don't be the fake burger. Be the messy, delicious, real one that people love. Perfection is a mask, and masks don't build trust. When you show people your flaws, your real emotions, and your authentic self, that's when trust takes root. Think about it. When someone confides in you about their struggles, doesn't that make you feel closer to them? It's the same for you. When you're real, people can connect with you. They feel safe knowing you're not pretending to be something you're not. Perfection might impress people for a moment, but being real earns their trust for a lifetime. People will trust your imperfections more than they ever will your perfection. 5. Don't overpromise, ever. Here's another truth bomb. Overpromising is one of the biggest trust destroyers out there. We live in a world where people love to promise the moon and the stars just to keep others happy, whether it's at work, in relationships, or even with friends. But here's the controversial part. Nobody trusts someone who overpromises. Why? Because deep down, we all know they can't deliver. It's like writing a check you can't cash. If you overpromise and underdeliver, it's game over for trust. I learned this the hard way. Once I made the mistake of overpromising in a project at work. I said I could meet an unrealistic deadline, and I was all pumped to be seen as a hero. But when the deadline came and I couldn't pull it off, all that hype came crashing down. The client, furious, my boss, not impressed. I realized that if I had just been honest about what I could deliver from the start, things would have gone a lot smoother. Instead of trying to look good, I should have focused on being real. Let's be honest, overpromising is like that friend who's always telling you they'll totally be there at 7 p.m. And yet, they roll up at 8:30 with a half-baked excuse. How much trust do you really have in that friend? Exactly. When you overpromise, it's like saying, "Trust me, I'm going to disappoint you later." It's like promising to bake a cake for a party and showing up with a box of stale cookies. Nobody's impressed, and you've just ruined the dessert table and their trust. If you can't deliver on what you promise, why promise it in the first place? People respect those who underpromise and overdeliver, not those who hype themselves up and then fall flat. If you say you can do something, do it. If you can't, say that too. Trust isn't built on grand promises. It's built on reliability. The moment you start overpromising, you're setting yourself up to fail, and people pick up on that fast. Trust grows when people know they can count on your word, not just your ambition. Being realistic doesn't make you less capable, it makes you more trustworthy. Saying, "I'll do my best, but I might need more time," might sound less flashy, but it builds a foundation of trust that no grand promise can replace. It's better to say, "I don't know," or "I'm not sure," than to promise what you can't deliver. Trust comes from reliability, not empty words. 6. Be reliable, not available. All right, brace yourself for a controversial truth. Being constantly available doesn't make you reliable, it makes you disposable. Yep, I said it. There's this idea that if you're always there when people call, always jumping at every request, they'll trust you more. But the reality? When you're available 24/7, people start taking you for granted. Being reliable doesn't mean you're at everyone's beck and call. It means when you commit to something, you actually follow through. And that's worth more than just being available. I learned this lesson the hard way. For a long time, I was that guy who would drop everything to help someone out. I thought, If I'm always there, people will count on me, right? Wrong. People started assuming I had no boundaries and treated me like a backup plan. One day, a friend asked for help moving, and I said I couldn't because I had another commitment. Their reaction? They were surprised. But from that moment on, they respected me more because they realized that when I did show up, I was fully committed. Reliability isn't about being available 24/7. It's about being someone people can count on when it matters. Look, being available all the time is like being the Wi-Fi in a coffee shop. Sure, everyone's going to connect to you, but they're not going to appreciate it when you're always there. What you want to be is like a high-speed, rock-solid connection. When people need you for something important, they know they can rely on you. No one remembers the Wi-Fi that's always on. People remember the one that's reliable when they need it most. So, stop being the background connection in everyone's lives and start being the service they trust when it counts. Trust isn't about how often you show up. It's about how well you deliver when you do. You don't need to be available for every little thing to be trusted. In fact, the more you say yes to everyone's demands, the more you dilute your value. People will respect you for being reliable, someone who honors their commitments, over someone who's just always there but never makes an impact. It's about quality over quantity when it comes to trust. Being reliable means people know that when you give your word, you're going to back it up, not that you're just another person they can call on at the last minute. Set boundaries, respect your own time, and trust will naturally follow. Availability doesn't build trust. Reliability does. Be the person who shows up when it matters, not the one who's always on call. 7. Listen, don't just hear. All right, let's get real. Most people don't actually listen. They just wait for their turn to talk. This is one of the biggest reasons trust breaks down in relationships, whether personal or professional. Listening is so much more than just hearing sounds coming out of someone's mouth. It's about being present, understanding, and really absorbing what the other person is saying. And yeah, that sounds basic, but most of us suck at it. We nod, say, uh-huh. But in our heads, we're already thinking about what we're going to say next. That's not listening, that's performing listening. And here's the controversial part. If you don't listen to people, they will never trust you. Because when you only hear what someone says without truly engaging, they can sense it. You might be fooling yourself into thinking you're being a good listener. But trust me, people pick up on it. They know when you're just waiting to talk, and that kills trust faster than anything. I used to be that guy. The guy who thought he was a great listener just because I stayed quiet while someone else was talking. But then one day, a friend opened up to me about a serious issue, and I realized halfway through that I wasn't actually absorbing anything she said. I was too busy thinking about my brilliant advice I was going to give her. You know what happened? She stopped confiding in me. Why? Because she didn't feel heard. After that, I learned that listening is an active process, not just a passive one. You've got to be fully present and engaged. Let me tell you, listening isn't just sitting there like a bobblehead and saying, "Yeah, I hear you." No, that's not it. Listening is like being a detective. Your job is to figure out what the other person really means, not just the words they're saying. It's about asking the right follow-up questions and maybe even noticing the things they're not saying. Trust me, when you start actually listening, people will be like, "Wow, I didn't know anyone cared that much." And that's how you build trust. It's like going to a restaurant and having the waiter rush through your order because he's not actually paying attention. How much do you trust that your food's going to come out right? Exactly. But when someone takes the time to get your order exactly the way you want, suddenly you trust them to deliver. Same thing with conversations. Listening is one of the most powerful ways to show someone they matter. It's the foundation of trust, because it communicates that their words have value and that you're invested in them as a person, not just as a way to pass the time or get your point across. When people feel heard, they feel seen, and when they feel seen, they trust you. Simple as that. The art of listening isn't just about picking up on every word. It's about understanding the emotions behind those words. When someone feels that level of engagement, they know you're trustworthy. Because if you can listen to them when they're just talking, they'll trust you to listen when the stakes are high. Listening is more than hearing. It's understanding what's unsaid, feeling what's unspoken, and responding in a way that makes others feel truly heard. 8. Share your insecurities. All right, here's where things get real controversial. Sharing your insecurities actually makes people trust you more. Society teaches us that we should always present ourselves as strong, confident, and self-assured. But let's be honest, that's not reality. Everyone's got insecurities. The people who act like they don't, they're the ones hiding the most. And here's the truth. People don't trust perfection. They trust vulnerability. When you share your insecurities, you're not just exposing a weakness, you're showing authenticity, and that's what builds trust. The biggest lie we've been sold is that showing vulnerability makes us look weak. But guess what? Pretending you have everything figured out makes you look fake, and no one trusts fake. When you open up about your struggles, people see the real you, and it breaks down barriers. It's like saying, "Hey, I'm human just like you." That's where real connection and trust begin. I used to think that if I shared my insecurities, people would see me as less capable or weaker. So I kept everything bottled up. But one day, while talking to a close friend, I just blurted out something I'd been struggling with for years, feeling like I wasn't good enough for certain opportunities. To my surprise, instead of judging me, they opened up about their own struggles. It was a powerful moment, and from that point on, our relationship changed. There was a deeper level of trust because we both showed our vulnerabilities. That experience taught me that when you let your guard down, you invite trust in. Let's be real. Nobody has their life together 100% of the time. So why are we all out here pretending like we're the second coming of some superhero who never has a bad day? I mean, come on. Sharing your insecurities is like saying, "Hey, I'm not a perfect Instagram filter, I'm a real human being." And that's way more relatable. The truth is, everyone's got their own insecurities. So when you share yours, it's like a breath of fresh air. People stop seeing you as some unattainable figure and start seeing you as someone they can trust and relate to. It's like when you're at a party and everyone's dressed up super fancy, but then one person walks in wearing a cozy hoodie and suddenly you feel more at ease. That person, they're the one who ends up making friends because they're comfortable being themselves. That's how sharing your insecurities works. It's your emotional hoodie. Trust isn't built by showcasing strength. It's built by showing humanity. When you share your insecurities, you're saying, "I trust you enough to show you the parts of me that aren't perfect." And in return, people feel more comfortable being vulnerable with you. It's a cycle of mutual trust. By opening up about what makes you insecure, you're tearing down walls and inviting people to see the real you, the authentic you. That's the foundation of strong relationships, whether personal or professional. Insecurities are often seen as something to be hidden, but they're actually a bridge to deeper trust. It takes courage to share them, but when you do, you create space for others to be real with you, and that's where true connection happens. Vulnerability isn't weakness, it's the doorway to trust. When you share your insecurities, you show people the real you, and that's who they'll trust. 9. Show up in crisis. Here's the harsh reality. Trust isn't built when things are easy. It's built in the storm. When life is going great, everyone can show up with a smile. But when crisis hits, that's when you find out who's really in your corner. If you want to build trust, you have to show up when it matters most, not just when it's convenient. And here's the controversial part. Most people won't show up. They'll offer thoughts and prayers, maybe send you a quick text, but when it comes to being there in the thick of it, they're nowhere to be found. If you want people to trust you, you have to be the one who shows up. Let me share something personal. A while back, a close friend of mine went through a really tough time, lost their job, dealing with family issues, the whole deal. Most people offered support from a distance, saying things like, "I'm here if you need me," but never actually doing anything. I decided to drive to their place one night, unannounced, with takeout, and just sat with them. No grand speeches, no promises, just being there. You know what happened? They later told me that that moment solidified our friendship. Not the good times, not the fun hangouts, but the time when I showed up in their crisis. That's when they knew they could trust me, and it deepened our bond in a way that nothing else could. Let's be real, saying "I'm here for you" is the easiest thing in the world. But showing up? That's a whole different ballgame. Imagine your house is on fire and all your friends are texting you, thinking of you, while you're holding a garden hose, battling the flames on your own. Yeah, not helpful, right? Showing up in a crisis means getting in the trenches, not just cheering from the sidelines. It's like being in a group project where everyone says they're going to contribute, but somehow you're the only one pulling all-nighters to get it done. The people who show up when it's uncomfortable or inconvenient, those are the ones you'll trust, and they'll trust you if you do the same. Crisis is the ultimate test of loyalty and reliability. Trust is earned in the moments when it's hardest to give. Showing up in someone's crisis is more than just physical presence. It's about emotional support and being willing to face the messy, painful parts of life alongside them. When people are at their lowest, they don't need someone who's there out of obligation. They need someone who's genuinely invested in helping them through. That's how trust is built. By being there when it's hardest, not just when it's easy. Most people will only stick around for the good times, but trust. Trust grows in the tough moments, in the chaos, when life feels overwhelming. That's when people will remember who stood by them, and that's how you create lasting bonds. If you're not willing to show up in a crisis, you can't expect people to trust you when things are back to normal. Trust isn't built in the sunshine, it's forged in the storms. Show up in someone's darkest hour and they'll never forget it. All right, we've covered some real truths today. Controversial, honest, and hopefully a bit eye-opening. Trust isn't something you can fake or force. It's built in the tough moments through authenticity, vulnerability, and most importantly, showing up when it matters most. Whether it's saying no when you need to, sharing your insecurities, or being there in someone's crisis, each of these steps builds a foundation for genuine, unshakable trust. Remember, trust isn't about being perfect. It's about being real. And people will trust you more for your authenticity than for any facade of perfection. So, take these steps, reflect on them, and start applying them in your relationships. Trust me, pun intended, the results will speak for themselves. If you found this video helpful, don't forget to hit that like button and subscribe for more real talk like this. And hey, if you've got your own stories about how trust has been built, or maybe even broken, share them in the comments. Let's keep this conversation going. Thanks for watching, and remember, be real, be vulnerable, and always show up when it counts. That's how you build trust that lasts a lifetime. Catch you in the next one.